Oh yeah, boys and girls, welcome to that sports show that's made to turn up really loud. Max volume. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, Sean Rocks, coming at you at the last week of the doldrums of July as we get ready to kick into preseason form in the NFL, mid-season form for the Major League Baseball dudes out there, and preseason being right around the corner for the NBA and the NHL. Also, training camps opening for Butte High, Montana Tech, and Butte Central as those three teams embark on state and national titles this year. I have confidence in all three. Let's take a look at the NFL as they open training camps. And this year they have 11 teams with new uniforms. That's craziness, I think. As the Detroit Lions, I believe, have changed their uniforms the most of all the 11 teams. But look for the Seattle Seahawks to have their throwback uniforms. Look for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to break out the orange-sickle uniforms. Cleveland Browns with a white helmet. All kinds of craziness going on in the uniform department for the NFL. As for training camps, Aaron Rodgers is in jet camp and ready to take over the AFC. He took a $35 million pay cut. That's a good thing if you're a Jet fan. Look for the Jets to make some noise this year with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, that's for sure. As I embark on my first season as an Atlanta Falcon, I look for my Taylor Heinicke to take me to the promised land. In my Washington Commander front, they have new owners, which include Magic Johnson. And if they just get rid of that nasty coach, I might think about coming back. But until Ron Rivera is gone, I am gone. And that's the bottom line. I don't care if they change the names back to Redskins. I don't care if they get Joe Theismann out of retirement and Dexter Manley. Joe Gibbs. It don't matter. Until Ron Rivera is not the coach of that team, I'm not even going to think about going back. I am an Atlanta Falcon with Taylor Heinicke, and that's going to be my season this year. But Ron Rivera will be gone by next season, that's for sure. I guarantee that, and the Commanders will have a new name. It might even go back to the Redskins, I hear. You never know. Craziness abound as the Commanders are getting a new owner and keeping the crappy old coach. That's madness, if you ask me. Madness. All right, it's Monday night, and you know what happens every Monday night. The KBMF 102.5ers horseshoe team heads to Stodden Park to throw ringer upon their opponents. Last week was a tough week, but this week I did a little practicing. So look out, the KBMF 102.5er horseshoe team, Monday night, Stodden Park. I'm not sure what our record is. We're like 1-5, maybe 2-4. In the ballpark. At least we've been competitive. That's all I got to say. All right. I'm Sean Rocks, a metal man. I leap Gallus frames and I swim the Berkeley pit for power. I'm reminding you, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. Weather is so nice out there. I advise everyone to go outside and play. Till next week. Always remember, never forget, those who rock are those who win. And listen to my Metal Shop radio show every Saturday night, prime time, 8 p.m. Till next week. in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of that sports show you love to turn up real loud, good old Rock Jocks. I'm headed out to the Horseshoe Pits to throw some ringers and add to my nickname, Ringer Rocks. Till next week, peace, love, rock and roll.